The Central Bank Governor Gabriel McAlough has warned Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue about the vulnerability of VAT as a source of revenue as the government plans to cut the rate of the tax for the hospitality and retail sectors. In his annual letter, Mr. McAlough said Ireland's VAT base appears relatively narrow by EU comparison, owing to both changes in the composition of household expenditure over time, as well as the widespread application of reduced and zero rates to a variety of goods and services. He's also warned about the narrowness of income tax as a source of funds and expressed concerns about over-reliance on excess corporation tax. Now, that's a theme that's also being taken up by Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs. Dan joins us now, as does Owen Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. And you're both welcome to the programme. Dan, you're concerned, and having reviewed the McAlough advisory to government, you're concerned we're heading in the wrong direction. Are you even going as far as saying we're in danger of going back to the bad old days when this country was led into bust and bailout?
Well, unfortunately, Mary, that there are signs of that. And the governor, in his 4 or 5 page letter, which anyone could read, anyone who reads the business pages, it's not full of jargon. It's a very good letter, and it's succinct and discusses a range of things. But he does see parallels, as do I, with the pre-2008 period, both in the sense that we're narrowing the tax base continuously, and on the other hand, we're losing fiscal discipline. Government departments more and more, not just health, are not meeting their budget targets and overspending. So these are sort of the things that happened in the run-up to 2008, when no one thought anything could go wrong and we'd all be booming forever.
And do you see corporation tax now as the new stamp duty?
Well, in terms of simple scale, it very much is. Now, the question is, could it go away as quickly as stamp duty? I doubt it. And in fact, what's happening in the US at the moment in US Congress, it looks like this new big, beautiful tax bill isn't going to target companies and countries like Ireland, which have done very well from American multinationals. So, in fact, that's probably a positive for Ireland in keeping those corporation tax going. But it's a very small number of companies that are paying for them. And if something happens to those companies, then we could have a hole in our public finances. Far better if we put most of that money into rainy day funds rather than spend it. We've all been taking in $160 billion in corporation tax in just 10 years.
And before I go to Owen, you're saying don't cut the VAT.
I don't see any economic logic for giving preference to one particular sector.
All right. Owen Reedy, do you share the concerns that Dan has outlined there about the state of the economy? Dan didn't mention it, but I mean, there's also a lot of criticism that we have this two-tier economy now. On the one hand, that international FDI-led economy. On the other hand, the domestic economy that's struggling.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning, Dan. Yes, I would broadly. I mean, we've made the point that I suppose we've glossed over the concerns in the domestic economy, which is performing poorly because the FDI is just so good, and we need to de-risk. We want to try and keep FDI. It's been a source of good employment for years, and we want to try and keep it, but we do need to de-risk. I mean, I think what was good about the governor's letter is he's talking about the long term, and you know, I am concerned about boom and bust, and we're very concerned about this kind of narrative that the political elite, kind of government after government, seem to suggest that we can narrow the tax base and protect and improve our public services. We can't do that. We never could, and we certainly can't do it now.
So what's your proposal? Now, just stay with the VAT as well, in terms
yeah.
of a cut to that VAT rate for the hospitality and retail sector. That's something you support, isn't it?
It is not. It's something the trade union movement have been very clear on, Mary. We think a cut in VAT for the hospitality sector is nuts. It is economic vandalism. This is a sector, and there is no economic rationale for it. It's sheer political lobbying. The restaurateurs, the hospitality sector have been very successful. There are more people working in that sector today than when they launched their campaign. The profits in that sector are higher today than when they launched their campaign. This is the type of recklessness that we need to move away from. We need to broaden the tax base, not to shrink it.
To make a case on behalf of that sector, because they're not here to make that case themselves, we're seeing jobs being lost. We're seeing retail sector being downgraded and jobs flowing out of that sector as well. And flowing out of the hospitality sector, despite what you're saying.
Mary, 12.2% of workers working in Ireland work in the hospitality sector. In our EU peer countries, it's about 7%. Now, we're not going to build a strong economy on the back of low wage and low skilled jobs. Unfortunately, too many hospitality employers do not provide good terms and conditions of employment for their employees. So we need hospitality. The sector's important. I want it to succeed, but it's disproportionately large.
They pay the rates negotiated by the trade unions, the minimum wage and living wage rates.
They're the very sector, Mary, who are every time there's an increase in the minimum wage, you're giving out and suggesting it shouldn't occur. What we need to do is broaden our tax base. I mean, when you actually look at what Ireland actually spends, we rank 21st out of 27 EU countries in what we actually spend. And that's because this two-card trick where we say to people, we can cut your taxes and we can protect your public services. We need a little bit of economic maturity. We need to move away from that. I think the government should look at the Commission on Taxation and Welfare and start there. Also, we could look at employers' PRSI. Employers in Ireland pay about 50% of the PRSI their peers in Europe pay. So we need to get away from this kind of cute hur approach. It's not going to work any longer. We need to look at the long term. We need to be prudent if we're going to be economically radical.
Dan O'Brien, in terms of broadening the tax base, showing what Owen calls economic maturity, how would you do that?
Well, I certainly go with the starting point that we don't narrow it any further. So we stop this thing of taking people out of the tax base. Most countries believe that everyone should pay a little bit. Now, we in Ireland have moved over again, as we did up to 2008, taking more and more people out of the tax base. There is a positive element to that, in that somebody who's going into a low wage job will pay almost no tax. So there are fewer disincentives to work. But you do need a broad tax base. So giving preferential treatment to one industry such as hospitality or taking more people out of the tax base is narrowing. We learned the lesson from that. We should stop doing that at the very least.
Well, thank you both very much indeed for joining us. Sorry the discussion was so short, but thank you. That's Dan O'Brien and Owen Reedy at coming up now to 7 minutes to 9.